Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, I Don't Mind Waiting.
This message has been inspired, and I said this at 8 o'clock, and God met us here at 8 o'clock. Amen. We had to just stop at 8 o'clock because God was here through the Word. But this message was inspired by a text that I received from someone very dear to me, a cousin. Her name is Aubrey Jefferson Lewis. We know her as Debbie. Debbie is married to Reverend Samuel K. Lewis. The pictures are there. Pastor Samuel K. Lewis, Dr. Samuel K. Lewis, he and his wife both, one of the early graduates of Harvard's Divinity School over 30 years ago. Amen. Pastor Lewis pastors First Calvary Baptist Church on Pine Street. He has been going through a health challenge, very serious health challenge. For weeks, he was non-responsive. They weren't sure if he was going to make it or not. And so his wife, his dear wife, my cousin Debbie, was by his bedside every step of the way. So I texted her and said, Debbie, how's he doing? And she responded by texting me this scripture that I've chosen for the text for today's message. And it says everything. Strong woman of faith. She could have complained, could have said, I'm so afraid and tired or angry at God. She did none of that. She just believed that God wasn't through yet and that she was waiting on the blessings from the Lord. So she texts me this reference, and quite frankly, I have read Isaiah back and through many, many times. I've studied it as a graduate student in seminary. I've preached from Isaiah so many times, Isaiah 6, Isaiah chapter 40. But I'd never really paid attention to Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 2. Hear the reading of God's word, the New Living Translation. And I dedicate this service to my dear friend who I grew up with, Reverend Samuel K. Lewis, and his dear wife, Aubrey, affectionately known as Debbie. Hang in there. Stay encouraged. God isn't through yet. Isaiah 33, verse number 2, the New Living Translation. But, Lord, be merciful to us. Here's where the subject is found. And this blessed me when my cousin Debbie sent me this. For we have waited for you. But Lord, be merciful for us. This is for everybody who's ever waited on the Lord. Waiting on a miracle. Waiting on a healing. Waiting on a breakthrough. For we have waited for you. Be our strong arm each day. And our salvation in the time of trouble. And those who love God's word, help me say amen. As we continue this grateful series for the year, this is another message in this series dealing with gratitude and being grateful. The message is simple. simple words that says this: I don't mind waiting. I need you to help me before you sit down. Don't say it if you don't mean it. If you mean it, you need to encourage somebody else who's going through something. Just look at somebody and say, I don't mind waiting. Now clap those hands as you take your seat. I don't mind waiting. Could you imagine this wife, mother, grandmother sitting by the bedside? I said, how is your husband doing? And she sent me this word: for we have, Lord, waited for you. Lord, I don't mind. I don't mind waiting. Listen, it has been said many of times that perhaps patience is one of the signs of genuine and authentic gratitude. We're not talking about fake gratitude, real gratitude. When you're really grateful, somehow patience will find its way in your life. Why do you say that, Pastor Jackson? Because grateful people are usually very patient and pleasant people. In other words, they ain't nasty. That don't mind waiting. Can I say that again? Grateful people are usually very patient and pleasant people that don't mind waiting. While on the other hand, ungrateful people, somebody shout ungrateful people, ungrateful, can be impatient, anxious, easily irritated, often frustrated, and I'll just throw in, and nasty. Can I just preach? I want to say that again. Somebody say, take your time, Pastor. Ungrateful people can be impatient, anxious, easily irritated, often frustrated, and sometimes just nasty. I got good help to my right. I got folk on my left, got to wake up sometime, but on my right, I got good help over there. They're just ungrateful people are sometimes just downright nasty. And go to church with titles and positions and wear collars and badges. And sometimes downright nasty. That is a sign of ungratefulness. For this kind, I'm going to take my time and preach this morning. For this kind of impatience is often a result of spiritual immaturity. Why? Because ungrateful people have a difficult time waiting on anything or anybody. Look at somebody and say, spiritual immaturity. Before God can hook them up, they've already been on Tinder and hooked up themselves. To the church mothers, I'll explain it to you later, okay? Okay. Before God can step in, they're already stepping in. Got their own hookups. Working things by themselves. Not waiting on the Lord. That's why your hookups usually end up in mess ups. Then you want to put it on everybody else but you. It is a sign of immaturity. While on the other hand, perhaps nothing demonstrates spiritual maturity like a willingness to wait on the Lord with a posture of gratefulness and attitude, your attitude, the way you carry yourselves, your posture demonstrates that, Lord, I am grateful. So here's the question. Look at your neighbor and say, here's the question. Are you grateful or are you ungrateful? Don't raise your hands. Don't raise your hands. Just wiggle your toes. Because some of you know I'm right down your street pulling up in your driveway. Because although you say you're saved, but are you grateful or are you ungrateful? Can you wait on the Lord? Or are you anxious to fix things on your own? Here's what God dropped in my spirit in preparation for this message. God said to me, Darrell, the question is not, will people have to wait? That is not even a question. Question is, how will you choose to wait? Because the truth of the matter is, whether you want to wait or not, you will have to at times just wait. Whether you want to stand still or not, sometimes you'll stand still because God stops you and make you stand still. So here is the question. It's not, Lord, will I have to wait? But Lord, how will I choose to wait? Am I willing to be grateful as I wait? To wait on the Lord with this posture of gratefulness is choosing, listen to this, to maintain an attitude of appreciation, hope, joy, peace, all of that in a period of delay. Did you get it? While your blessings are being delayed, I still have joy. Whew. While your blessings are being delayed, Lord, I still have peace. God has given you a sense of peace that surpasseth all human understanding. And folk don't know why you are still so happy and you don't have anything. Because look at somebody and say, it's not over till God says it's over. Woo! Some of us know how to have peace and joy and still praise God while we wait. So this demonstration of our ability to wait on the Lord and to trust in God's timing while we still serve Him and we can still praise Him. I am talking to somebody right now that is in a season of delay, and God says, you ought to learn how to still praise me as you're waiting on me. May I say that again? Can you praise Him while you're still waiting? One more time. Can we praise Him while we're still? Tell your neighbor, help me. Ask them, can you still praise Him while you're still? I will bless him at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You, oh God, are praised right now. In fact, take the next 20 seconds and give God a praise, even though you may be going through a delay. Learned something. I gave the church an analogy. There was a time in my professional life where I traveled a lot. I was on a Fortune 500 board of directors, and we went to meetings all over the country. And one of those airplane trips going into LaGuardia Airport was kind of restless and frustrating because we were there, but we could not land. Who am I preaching to? Look at somebody and say, you're there, but you haven't landed yet. In other words, you've made it to the place where God, but you haven't touched down yet. So in one of those trips to LaGuardia Airport and me running late, the board meeting, I should have gotten there the night before. I decided to leave that morning, Deacon Clarence Smith, and here I am on the plane, and the plane is just circling and around, and I, in my typical nature at that state of my life, was pretty restless, okay? So I am just anxious and just fidgety, and the nice old lady sitting next to me just reading the book peacefully, she says, son, enjoy the wait. And it hit, she said, because there's nothing we can do about it. Who am I preaching to this Sunday morning up in here at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road? Somebody ought to enjoy the wait. Y'all help me tell somebody, enjoy the wait. You are there, but you haven't touched down yet. And when you're in a holding pattern, you just go round. And so the pilot says, we are looking for space to land. We will touch down, but not just yet. But the good news, I did not land when I wanted to, but I did. Can I get a praise from everybody up in here? That did not happen when you wanted to, but it did. Here's how the old church put it. He may not come. Oh, some of y'all grew up in the country. He may not come when you want him, but he's always. Somebody up in here ought to give God a praise, because at least you touched down and you were not destroyed and you made it. Lord, I thank you. It did not happen when I wanted, but I'm glad it did. You owe God a praise. For the next 10, 20 seconds, put your hands together, open your mouth and... Waiting on the Lord should be done with gratitude. We must not become, listen to this, we must not allow ourselves to become sad, here's the part, or bitter as we wait on God to do what only God can do. Do all preachers, somebody says, now I just want to tell you, I'm not really talking about you. The only reason I'm talking to you is because the pastor asked me to. But look at somebody sitting next to you and say, neighbor, stop being bitter. Or mad. Because it hasn't happened right away. Now please tell them, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying what the pastor asked me to say. But some of you, I am talking about you. Look at somebody and say, stop being bitter or mad because it did not happen when you want it to happen. You are trusting God that God will make a way. We must wait with the expectation that God will do just what he said he would do. Faith is believing that God keeps his promises. Faith is believing that God says, I am going to be blessed, that I will be blessed. If it did not happen last week, may not happen this week, but I wait on the Lord, because I know that God's word will not return unto him void. Anybody know that God keeps his promises? Shout, I'm still waiting. Gratitude is telling God, I don't mind waiting. I'm going to say something. We're going to put it up on the board for you, and I want you to see this. I want you to see this. I need you all to help me see this. You got it? I need all. In fact, y'all do me a favor. Stand to your feet one time. I need y'all to help me preach this. Look at somebody and say, neighbor. By the way, it says good seeing you today, in case y'all didn't speak today. Yeah. All church folks speak, though, right? Okay, all right. Okay, you don't sit by people and don't speak to them, do you? I mean, we don't do that, do we? We don't walk by people and don't. No. I mean, they do that in the club, not in church, right? Even the club got more etiquette than that. Hey, y'all, so glad to be here. And church. And church folk walk by you with a big Bible under their arm. Hey. Hallelujah, anyhow. Well, speak to me before you speak to God, okay? That's just side notes, okay? But y'all help me say this. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Waiting on God is never a waste of time, Derek. Chris, anybody else in here waiting on God? Wesley, Thomas, it never a waste of time. It is an opportunity to demonstrate our faith in him. What do we demonstrate? Here it is. Look at your neighbor. Put your preaching voice on and say, neighbor,
he is
our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. One more time, neighbor,
he is
our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Take your seat. Throw your hands up and say, God is. Can I preach? May I preach? Say it like you mean it. God is. Y'all sit down, sit down, sit down before church breaks out. But say, neighbor, God is. Make it personal. My way maker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. Reason I don't mind waiting, because he's a waymaker, miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He is light in the darkness. When you know, and you know, and you know that you know that God has, God will make a way somehow. You can give God a praise. Look at somebody and say, when you know, and you know that you know. Paul understood this when he writes in Romans 8, and we know that all things work together. When you know, and you know that you know. Anybody know he's all right? He's a promise keeper. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I don't mind waiting, because I know who I'm waiting on. I'm not waiting on Pastor Jackson. I'm not waiting on Pastor Lawson. I'm not waiting on anybody else. I'm waiting on the Lord. But they that upon the Lord. I I'm not waiting on no Boaz to walk into my life. I'm waiting on the God of Boaz. That's who I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on the God who keeps making ways out of nowhere. Oh, y'all gonna make me preach up in here. But I need 50 people just to leap to your feet one time and say, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Don't mind waiting. Tell somebody, I am not going anywhere. I'll wait until my change comes. Woo! Is there anybody know who you're waiting on and what you're waiting for? Give God your best. I don't mind waiting. I told my sister the other day, who, by the way, she's home recovering. Somebody say, a mighty long ways. I told her the other day, she left therapy, still some mobility challenges. And all I can say is, fee is coming. It's coming. It's coming. Look at your neighbor. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I don't know what you're waiting on, but I'm here to encourage you. It's coming. Some of y'all are about to get on the devil's nerve and give God your praise before you get it. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's ay, 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 ay. It's listen to this analogy. Waiting on the Lord is like waiting on your tax refund check. Some of us have more faith in the IRS than we do God. After we fill out our taxes, the bottom line, you shall get $2,500 refund. Some of you go spend it before you see it. I had a salesperson told me, a sister walked in the dealership, says, I want to get a new car. And he says, you got your down payment? No, but I'll get it in a couple weeks. How do you know you're going to get it? Because my refund is on the way. I just want to preach to a handful of sanctified people that know your blessing is on the way. You don't have to feel it or see it right now, but you know it's on the way. I just need somebody to shout at the top of your voice, it's on the way. Woo! It's on the way. Encourage somebody and say, it's compared to the text in this incredible second verse of the 33rd chapter of the book of Isaiah is a powerful prophecy that focuses on the Assyrian invasion of the nation of Judah and God's promise of deliverance. Look at verse 1 of chapter 33, if you don't mind. See what happens in verse 1 of chapter 33. Here's what the prophet says to Israel. It says this. It says, "What sorrow awaits you, Assyrians?" Because this chapter deals with the Assyrians and their assault on the people of Judah. And what the prophet says is, God's going to pay back your enemies for all they've done for you. What sorrows await you, Assyrians? Put your enemies where Assyrians are, who have destroyed others but have never been destroyed yourselves. You betray others, but you have never been betrayed yourself. When you are done destroying, you will be destroyed. When you are done betraying, tell your enemies, be careful how you mess with me. Because when the favor of God is on your life, be careful when you're done trying to destroy me. God's going to destroy you. And then the prophet Isaiah gets to verse number 2. And here's a word for the praisers, for the people of God. "But Lord," they say, "be merciful to us, for we have waited for you. Be our strong arm each day and our salvation in the time of trouble." Three key insights that I want to share with you that God has given me from this one verse that I need you to take with you. Very simple, three key homiletical insights. Get your phone out, take a picture of it, go online afterwards, and you can download it. Number one is this: mercy while we wait. Is there anybody in here that is not ashamed to say, "Lord, I cannot do this without your mercy. I need your mercy while I wait." God's mercy is needed while we wait. For waiting can drain us emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And if there's any time you need God's mercy, look at your neighbor and say, "I need it now." Two references of Holy Scripture, Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22, the King James Version say, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been, because his compassion faileth not. It is renewed every morning. Great is thy faithful." Is there anybody in here to know the only way I can survive this season of delay in my life is that I need the Lord's mercies in my life? Anybody know that you can't make it without the Lord's mercies in your life? And then the second reference is a familiar one, Psalms 23. That last verse in Psalms 23, verse number 6. David said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Now, any and everybody in here to know that, "Lord, the only way I can make it during this season of delay in my life is that I need your mercy." Somebody know you need the Lord's mercy. Anybody know you need the Lord's mercy? I can make it without your mercy. Second key insight found in this incredible text that my adorable cousin, Debbie Jefferson Lewis, sent me is this: we need strength for the wait. Look at somebody and say, not only do you need mercy, but you need strength for the wait. If we are honest about everything, waiting can be difficult. Am I right about it? Don't just try to act all deep and all holy as if you don't struggle while you wait. The truth of the matter is, it's hard sometimes just to wait on the Lord. And you need the Lord's strength just to look at what the text says. It says, be our strong arm each day. In other words, if we are to wait on the Lord and remain grateful, we need strength every day. Is there anybody who knows that you need God's strength every day? Look at Psalms 27 and verse number 1 says this. Psalms 27 and verse number 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Here's the part. The Lord is the... Come on, church. Look at somebody and say, the Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I need God's strength every day. Yesterday's strength is not enough for me today. I need strength right now, this day. I need some Sunday morning strength. I need some Sunday afternoon strength. Is there anybody know that you need God's strength right now? Somebody lift those hands and say, Lord, I need your strength right now. Right now. Because if you are going to make it, only way you will make it is that God has to be on your side. And then the third and the final insight as you rest upon your feet. Number one is this: we need God's mercy. We need mercy while we wait. We need strength for the wait. Number three, look at somebody and say, neighbor, salvation as a result of the wait. In other words, something good is about to happen to you because you wait. Listen to what the text says. Our salvation in the time of trouble. Somebody has enough faith to believe it will not be like this always, and something good is about to come out of this. God has you in a holding pattern because God is working on something greater with your name on it. I don't need everybody, but just a handful of folk to say, joy cometh in the morning. Somebody ought to clap those hands and give God a praise because I'm waiting. Woo! Is there anybody in your waiting season right now? Lift those hands and say, Lord, I'm in my waiting season, but I don't mind waiting because joy comes in the morning. Now you need to do me a favor and you need to act as if you know it is absolutely positively going to come your way, and you don't have to feel it or touch it or see it to believe it, but greater with your name on it is on the way, and you are giving God a praise right now. Everybody has 60 seconds to give God a joy. Me say, joy cometh in the morning, in the morning, in the morning. Leave your seat, wave at three people and say, it's coming, it's coming, it's
it's, where are my praises? Where are my praises? I need 100 folk to run to this altar, look me in the face, and shout, it's coming. I see you, Miss Renette. Woo! I see you. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Y'all act like the old sanctified church when the mothers will walk around and say, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Y'all don't know anything about that, but look at somebody and say, neighbor, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. It's where are my praisers? I don't mind waiting. Because I know that joy comes. Woo! That's right. Come to the altar. Meet me at the altar. Meet me at the altar. Somebody in a waiting season. Everybody who think you're in your waiting season, leave your seat. Run to this altar. Stand in the aisles, do whatever you got to do, but help me declare. Woo! Look at somebody and say, it's coming. For we have waited for you. Be our strong arm each day, our salvation in the time of trouble. Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. What is coming? Pastor Jackson, greater, greater, greater. Sometimes you have to look back over your life and you have to declare, if it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. Who am I preaching to? Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, if it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never known how anointed I would be. One more time. Say, Nayla, if it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk in my destiny. Now look at somebody and say, he's preparing me. Y'all didn't say it like you mean it. Say, neighbor, he's preparing me. Shake your head at him and say, neighbor, God's preparing me. God's preparing me. God's preparing. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil. God is preparing. Woo! Somebody leap for joy just one time. Go ahead, Junior. Go ahead, band. Y'all got 30 seconds. I don't mind waiting. Look at somebody say, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind. partner and say, neighbor, help me praise God, because something greater is coming.
Lift those hands all over this place. I forgot I got to preach again at 3 o'clock, Derek. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm not as young as I used to be, Derek. Still younger than you, Pastor Cuff. Amen, amen. Lord, be merciful to us, for we have waited for you. Whew. Don't mind waiting, because I know something greater is on his way. Kalen Carr says, if it had not been for the shaking, never would have been ready for the mating. You are made who you are because you went through what you went through. God had you in a holding pattern.
Woo.
Because God knew that he had something greater with your name on it. I need to say something. Everybody catch this. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, don't miss your greater. Chasing for other. Sometimes we miss our greater chasing for other stuff. Woo. Ah, thank you, Lord. We miss our greater because of our impatience. And we chase after stuff that was never meant for us. Woo. We run after people that were never meant to be a part of your life. Woo. And when it all falls apart, you wonder what happened. And God says you fail to wait on greater. Woo. Come on, Regina. Come on, team. Tell them. If it had not, woo. Listen.
If it had not been for the shaking, I would have better be ready for the making, yeah. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never known how anointed I would be. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny.
He's preparing me
for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit.
Woo! I feel it.
A beating in the spirit. Oh yeah, I feel a pressing in the spirit. Hey, he's preparing me for greater. I feel a shaking in the spirit. Hey, I feel a beating shaking in the spirit. Oh yes, I feel a pressing in the spirit, and he's preparing me for greater. Greater is coming. Say greater is coming. Greater is coming.
Encourage somebody. Greater is coming.
Something that I want to have an invitation right here. And I know we oftentimes, from a digital standpoint, we ask you to click the icon or the barcode. But here's what God told me. In order to receive something greater, you first need a relationship with God. I'm going to preach about that when I go to Sumter at 3 o'clock. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And here's my message at 3 o'clock in Sumter. And all these things will be added to you. You can't get to the greater without first having the relationship with God. So here's my question. Where are you in your relationship with God? Every hand down, every eye closed, and I want to do something special. Ministers, elders, I need you to pay attention to this. Turn around and look at the audience. Everyone that know that you need a deeper, better relationship with God, go down a little bit, guys. Everybody know that you need a deeper, better relationship with God. I just need you, every eye is closed. I just need you, wherever you are right now, just to raise your hand. Lord, I just want a deeper, better relationship with you. All over this place. Whew. Not where I ought to be. The hands are being lifted up. To those of you who have your hands lifted up, whew, I need you to make your way to the front of this altar. Greater is coming. Greater, greater. Come on, that's right. Just make your way up here to front. Greater, greater, greater. Thank you, brother. Greater. Ooh. I don't always do this. And the enemy was telling me, you're too pressed for time to do this. But God said, do it. Everybody, everybody, they want it. Greater. Come on, make your way right up here to the...
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services or want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place an order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled, I Don't Mind Waiting, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 04-2626. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 04-2626. Tuesday, May 5th is Midlands Gives Day of Giving, an online giving campaign that provides opportunities for the community to support participating nonprofit organizations. You have the opportunity to help raise much-needed funds for our Dream Keepers Senior Program and our Youth Summer Camp programs through your donation to the Midlands Community Development Corporation. On Tuesday, May 5th, please visit bwcar.org or midlandsgives.org and search Midlands Community Development Corporation to donate. Your gift helps us do what we do best, serving, supporting, and strengthening our seniors, youth, and families across the Midlands. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.